I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Sims has come out with his top six quarterbacks in this draft class. And while we don't really typically spend time going through every analyst and their rankings or trying to get to the bottom of who they like or who they don't, Sims' rankings are always interesting because he does his own thing. And I don't want to say his batting average is higher or lower than anybody else's, but this is not groupthink. He studies the film. He breaks it down. He's done it for years. He's been right at times. He was very loudly telling everyone Stroud was better than Young a year ago. Seems like he got that right. He had Zach Wilson as the best quarterback, though, in 2021 and had Mac Jones way up high in that class. That hasn't obviously looked great. But when you put your name on the line a little bit and you're writing very public columns here, you're putting yourself out there. So you're not going to bat 1,000. The GMs don't either.
I was going to, and that's exactly my point I was going to make, is that the guys that do this professionally don't get it right any more or less often than he does. He's a voice that I like listening to. Again, it's a data point. Nobody's required by law to treat this as gospel. Nobody has to say that this is now carved in stone, that one is better than the other. This is what he sees, and I always welcome that perspective, especially because, as you said, there's never any groupthink. Like, he's going to have somebody way higher than everybody else does, and in this case, it looks like somebody way lower than everybody else does.
Yeah, way lower.
Way.
We'll get to that in the back of his top six at number six. But let's go from number one down. Starting with, he tiered this, a one-man tier. The number one quarterback in the draft class, according to Chris Sims in 2024, in a class of his own, he said, Caleb Williams, USC. I think you can understand that when you watch Caleb Williams, the physical traits are going to jump off the screen. The arm is special. The athleticism is otherworldly. You've heard the Mahomes comps because he's one of the few guys in recent college football who is Mahomesian in his ability to extend and create. We can get into some of the warts or questions in a second, but if you're just talking about physical tools, it's no different. Danny, we're here at spring training, like going out to the backfields. It took us 5 minutes yesterday just watching the minor leaguers field ground balls, you know, shag in the outfield, take some swings. You can kind of tell, oh, that guy's got skill. Oh, that guy's a really good prospect, I bet. Caleb Williams is going to jump out at you with everything that he does.
Without question. And the highlights are innumerable, and the highlights are crazy. I mean, and that's the thing that tantalizes everybody. I understand that. I mean, down in, down out, sure. I'm sure there's work to do. Everybody, even all pros have things they can improve on. At certain times, we pick apart every throw. But some of those moments are jaw-dropping and exhilarating. So, yeah, makes sense.
His second-ranked quarterback is also in his own tier. All right, so he tiered it as Tier 1, class of his own, Caleb Williams. Tier 2, which he headlines with the number one pick in other years. And he's got Jaden Daniels of LSU there, who accounted for 50 touchdowns and just four picks this past season. All by himself ahead of the rest of the QBs in the class. So he doesn't just think Daniels is substantially ahead of May, but you know that it's enough that he put him in his own tier. Not, you should take him over Drake May. Like, no, he is tier two and tier two alone for Chris Sims. Again, it's one guy's opinion, but it is an opinion that has carried some weight this time of year because he is so unique in how he profiles and breaks these quarterbacks down. We've talked about this a lot with Jaden Daniels. I don't understand how you could watch him and not at least be excited by his potential. I don't know how you could watch anything that he did at LSU, even two seasons ago when I saw him live in Baton Rouge. But clearly this year is the best college football player in the nation and not think, there's a chance that guy's an unbelievable NFL player. For me, the reason I'm a little more nervous than it seems like a lot of people are, a lot of what I would consider my problem metrics, the things that I go, if I'm making a list of stats that seem to more often than not lead to guys who make a lot of plays with their feet, not making the transition to being great pro passers, here's my four or five stats. And in all those categories, he does not grade out very well. Doesn't mean he's not going to be awesome. It just gives me a little bit of pause. Still a guy that if Washington takes him too, I'll be happy. And that's where I've been all along. I don't get why anyone could be upset if they took Jaden Daniels second. Like, to me, that's silly after what he did in the SEC against teams like Alabama, you know, with all the NFL talent that he played against.
Mm-hmm.
He dominated.
Dominated. Put up an unbelievable season. Obviously, you'd have to do that to win the Heisman Trophy. But, I mean, to me, I also love the phrasing of the tier that Chris Sims has. Like, in other, this is what I talk about all the time with these three quarterbacks up at the top of the board. In a totally different year, Drake May would be the number one guy, for, you know, for me. Or, you know, another year, Jaden Daniels would be the number one guy. Like, go back to 2019 when Kyler Murray went first. I would probably guess that Daniels would be ahead of that Murray, Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins quarterback year. Or go to, you know, a different season where, I don't know, you could pick your superstar, the Joe Burrow year. Maybe that wouldn't, he wouldn't have been number one. The point is, in we're always doing this not just against graded against these guys this year, but graded against other years, future years, past years, et cetera, to justify some of the movement, some of the picks that guys may or may not end up making. And to me, he would absolutely be worthy of being round one, pick one in a couple years past. Other years, like this one, probably not.
Yeah, it's also worth noting, I guess, that just because you were the Heisman Trophy winner or an amazing player, even in the best conference, that doesn't get you anywhere come September. You think about guys like Matt Leinart, Kyler Murray to a lesser extent because he's been okay in the NFL, but Tim Tebow, Jason White, I remember at Oklahoma, had 40 touchdowns and I think 8 picks or something like that. It's awesome to be the best player in college football. Sometimes you're great and you're able to thrive against the best teams you play in the elite NFL competition in college in the SEC because you got help. And you think about Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver just lit up the combine, who's the number two at LSU, who's probably going to go in the first half of the first round. Malik Nabers, who I think is going to make a Pro Bowl maybe as a rookie and is going to be an All-Pro eventually, possibly, at wide receiver. He's that good. Like, that's who you're throwing to. So that might all factor into it for Daniels. All right, now we move along. This is Chris Sims' ranking of the top six quarterback prospects in the 2024 draft class. So Williams by himself, Daniels by himself is top two. Tier three, three names. You'll notice that somebody's missing still. Bo Nix, Oregon. Michael Penix, Washington. J.J. McCarthy, Michigan. He's now ranked five QBs. Still no Drake May, who is in the fourth tier behind those other three guys, labeled a talented project and his number six quarterback. Said differently, he believes Nix, Penix, and McCarthy are all franchise starting QBs. And not only would he take them over May, he's got them in an entirely different tier.
How about that?
He really doesn't like Drake May.
Not at this time. I mean, but this is one of those, you know, if let's just say that this is law, right? Let's say that what Chris Sims says is 100% correct for the purposes of this discussion. That's the classic case of he needs to go to a good team, good situation, stable offense, offensive mind, coordinator, weapons, OC. One of the kind of the Ben Roethlisberger plan, the Russell Wilson plan, right? Where a group is good, they're stable, they're sound, they can ask him to not do that much initially and then have more and more grow onto his plate as he kind of turns into a star. That's the pathway for Drake May according to sort of that evaluation. Not to say the guy can't play or shouldn't be drafted or he's got him as a fifth rounder or something like that. I get the sense that all those guys he's got in rounds one and two, you know what I mean? He's not calling him an undraftable, but I thought that was interesting to put him down in the project territory. I wonder what the criteria are there.
Yeah, something I'm sure he'll talk a lot about in the weeks ahead, and maybe we can get him on and ask him about it. But the idea that you can watch Drake May and come out of that feeling like he's not a good bet to be a franchise quarterback in a world where you say Penix and Nix are ready to be that guy right now, I have a hard time with that. I just think that whether it's the body or the arm, performance in college, statistically otherwise, there's just too many things that suggest Drake May is what the league is looking for. But he is, I don't want to call him divisive. He is, for whatever reason, seemingly more open to people thinking he can't do it. Like, whereas Jaden Daniels, I think a lot of people go, he's amazing, or I like Jaden Daniels. You don't have nearly as many people going, you better not touch Jaden Daniels. There's a little bit of that with Drake May. I'm not really sure where it comes from.
So I think it's a few things where you look at one of the things we do in pro sports is we equate stats across guys to who are their peers, right? We look historically too, but we try to grade everybody against that same playing field, that same scale. In college football, there's such a wide array. Everybody knows that the ACC is not the SEC. Everybody knows that whatever's left of the Mid-America Conference or whatever, some of these things, is not the Big 12, which is not the Big 10, et cetera. So when they look at Drake May's numbers, they're going, why isn't he like Bo Nix, who threw for 45 touchdowns with 3 interceptions?
But Chris Sims,
why isn't he doing that? I'm not saying Chris Sims is. I'm saying the general populace.
Yeah,
that's what I thought you were talking about.
Well, but to clarify, I'm not worried about the general populace's take. I think there are more analysts who, and I'm not saying Drake May is not well-liked. He might be the most common thought of number two pick. But I think more often than not, the floor, it seems like, do you agree with this perception?
Is lower among analysts. Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think a lot of people think his ceiling might be higher than Daniels, but also that his floor could be lower.
I think that's a pretty common belief. And that I don't have an answer to.
I wouldn't view him as being riskier than Daniels, but obviously, goes without saying, Chris Sims does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.